Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Well, hello there. This is Dr. Pam Peek. So armpits. I want to see all your armpits out there because we're going to be talking about something wild and crazy. Is there a right time to put on deodorant? You heard me right. I read an article in some New Science and I thought, you got to be kidding me. So, of course, we had to call our go-to expert, Dr. Jimmy Yannis, who is a board-certified dermatologist and associate professor of dermatology at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. Dr. Yannis, welcome back to Her Radio. What is with this? Is there a right time to put on deodorant? And quite frankly, deodorant or antiperspirant, I'm all confused now.
Right. Thanks, Pam. So it is actually a surprising thing to hear that the optimal time to put on a deodorant is at bedtime. When I was in my training and my teachers taught me that, I'm like, come on, who cares if they're sweating at nighttime? And occasionally I get a few giggles. But then the notion is, when you're actually going to bed, you're not sweating as much. That's the perfect time to put the medicine on, the antiperspirant. It actually lets the active ingredients go into the pores and do something really basic. It plugs the pores. And if you're putting it on during the day, when you're more active and sweating, it flushes the medicine out.
Well, now, wait a minute. You keep saying the words medicine. You also use the words, you know, perspirant. So let's take three steps back and differentiate deodorant from antiperspirant.
Yes, ma'am. So antiperspirant. I'm a Texas boy, so I can't help myself.
Okay, that's so, yes, sir, for you, honey.
Antiperspirants, when I use the word medicine, that's to refer to the active ingredient. But frankly, for most antiperspirants, is an aluminum derivative. That aluminum derivative goes into the pores and plugs them. That's actually what keeps us from sweating. So anything that's an antiperspirant will have that active medication, if you will, and for the best work to happen, that should go on at bedtime when you're not sweating as much. The flip side, the deodorant, is just that, deodor. So it usually has a generous amount of fragrance, and the other ingredient that those can have is an antibacterial. Because bacteria are what, when they actually consume the oils on our skin, those are the things that actually make that unpleasant scent. So some folks will actually use the words interchangeably, but deodorant really is just that, stops odor, doesn't do anything to your sweating. Antiperspirant, on the other hand, is an antiperspirant and actually stops you from sweating or substantially decreases it. Where it gets a little bit muddy is the fact that antiperspirants, by virtue of their action, i.e. the aluminum, tends to be rather antibacterial in its own right. So most antiperspirants also serve as deodorants.
Huh.
Was that clear? Okay. Was that clear as mud?
Okay, well, I mean, right now I'm up to my ovaries in mud trying to understand all this. So let's make this, okay, you're the expert. All right, we got all the women out there in Her Radio Land going, scratching their little, you know, communal heads saying, huh, what? And suddenly running to their bathroom going, what the heck did I just buy over there at CVS? Was it an antiperspirant, deodorant? Because they all seem to be the same. So give us some, do you have some maybe brand names or something so that people can understand the difference between one and the other? I'll throw out Secret. Okay.
So most Secret products are antiperspirants, but there are actually some Secret deodorants. I can tell you at the store, I have been tricked myself, and even online I've been tricked. Just make an effort to pause for 2 seconds. If you want to decrease sweat, look for the keyword antiperspirant. If that's something you're interested in, you're covered. You're going to make yourself not sweat so much, and you'll cut the odor. If you're someone who really doesn't sweat very much and who's particularly concerned about the controversial subject of whether or not aluminum exposure is something that they'd really like to address, then choose a deodorant. So if
now,
you're not a big
what
sweater
did you
and you
mean,
just care about odor,
Well, what did you mean by controversial? Yeah, I think you and I, you know that there's so much running around out there about whether or not the aluminum that is found in the antiperspirants is actually, you know, associated with things like breast cancer.
Correct. Yeah, the reason I said it's controversial is because the studies are certainly not definitive. There are some studies that say that there may be a link between a variety of disorders and aluminum, whether that be breast cancer. There were stories in the past that raised the notion of whether or not it was related to dementia, like Alzheimer's. So because the story's out, many of my patients will actually elect, especially those that don't sweat very much, they'll elect to do just the deodorant, the thing that has the antibacterial and the scent, so that that way they're not sweating much as a natural, you know, as their natural nature is, if you will. And so they just want to have the deodorant.
So I'm going to ask you something interesting after having sat next to someone on an airplane who apparently doesn't believe in either antiperspirants or deodorants. And I believe it was a cultural thing. All right. If you never use one, other than the fact that you might lose a few friends, does it really matter? So what if you sweat and, you know, maybe, I mean, what about the bacteria buildup? I mean, what goes on with all that?
In general, not using an antiperspirant or a deodorant really poses no serious risk for you. And in fact, you know, there are some studies out there saying that our natural bacterial population, we as a modern society have actually injured it, and that may compromise our health. That generally tends to refer to ingested antibacterial, so probably less of an issue in terms of topical. So avoiding them, I don't think, really causes you any trouble. But your question sort of raises the issue of many people have just the reverse, is they actually struggle with terrific irritation with virtually any underarm application. The key there is the deodorants tend, remember, deodorant, just the one that has the fragrances and the antibacterials, those tend to be considerably less irritating than the antiperspirants. Remember, antiperspirants have the aluminum. That aluminum in its own right, imagine you're putting little bits of metal underneath your skin. That can be irritating. It's one more reason why we encourage our patients to put it on at bedtime, because then you're not moving in addition to not sweating, and that further moderates the irritation.
Okay. So what time at bedtime? Are you talking about like right before you hit the sack, when you, you know, when?
It's a great question. In general, it should be sort of when you're quiet. If you're the kind of person who is running a mile a minute until the very minute they go to bed, then in fact,
oh, I don't know who that is. Oh, I could never identify with something like that.
So then you should wait till the very last minute as possible. The notion is you want to choose a time when you're really not going to be sweating that much. So in general, most people try to actually have a few quiet minutes right before bed. That's the time. Once you've had that cool down, that quiet down, then put it on.
Okay, because a lot of people, a lot of women out there in her radio land work out at nighttime. So they sweat like a banshee, right? And they come home, take a shower, bath, whatever, and they're calming down. So you're just waiting for them to get to that chill point where they can go ahead and, okay, fine. I am going to go right now to my little, you know, gym bag, and I am going to look very closely at what I have been doing, because I have a funny feeling I've been doing it all wrong. The very fact that, well, it's in my gym bag. What does that tell you? Whoops. All right. We got to fix that little hummer up. All right. So we've been talking about, is there a right time to put on deodorant or antiperspirant? And that is at nighttime, when you're quiet before you go to bed. That's the best time. And the difference between deodorant and antiperspirant. We've been talking to Dr. Jimmy Yannis, who is our go-to dermatologist. Thank you, Dr. Jimmy. We appreciate this. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.